I'm Lexi Schumacher.
I'm Melissa Boscarino.
And we are Penguin Radio. The Lady Penguins record right now is 5-11 overall, 2-8 in Pac West. The Eagles are 11-9 overall and 7-4 in Pac West. So right now, Concordia Eagles look very, very good. It's their first time in this conference. So they're doing a good job so far. The Lady Penguins definitely have been not doing great.
Yeah, when they have been having a little bit of a struggle. But, you know, I think Concordia Irvine's coming in here and definitely trying to make an impact and make a good impression for their first season.
They've done a great job so far. 7-4 in Pac West is amazing. The first time you're coming into this conference. While we're still at that 2-8, they have a lot of players. They're wearing white today. They got their nice white with their numbers being green. While the Penguins will be also wearing white with the yellow. A little confusing for me, but I guess you're on two different sides, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. We'll work it out.
We'll figure it out. The Penguins were down south earlier this week. On Tuesday, they played Point Loma. They lost to 3 sets, and they also played Azusa Pacifica, lost 3-1, and they played California Baptist, and they also lost 3-2, so maybe they'll end their losing streak today.
Hopefully one day, one game back home. Let's start it off here.
The Penguins are now on the court, and so are Long Concordia. I see their starting lineup, I believe. Number 1, Duncan. Number 8, Nicole Santos. I'm very excited for this game. I believe this is their starting lineup. Number 1, Duncan. Number 8, Santos. Number 16, Andrews. Number 20, Tate. Number 21, Alexander. And number 24, Landon Sack. Or Anthony. The Penguins are getting ready. I'm excited for this game. You know, sometimes when you lose so much, that sounds bad. But so we're both athletes here, so we understand, like, when you start.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Sometimes it gives you that encouragement to get out there and win the next game.
Definitely.
Because you're on that rolling streak down. And sometimes, all of a sudden, you get low and you start just playing scrappy.
And that's when you decide you need to pick it up and turn things around.
I'm pretty excited. The crowd is a little weak right now.
Yeah, I think as it goes on, we'll get a lot more crowd in here. You know, it is the blackout game, the first blackout game of the season. So, you know, I know how our Penguin fans love the blackout games. They throw out shirts and everything. So there's definitely going to be a lot more fans here. It's also our first game being recorded by our TV crew on our TV station on campus. So that is a plus as well for another incentive for our crowd to get out here.
I know I was talking to some people and asked them, oh, you're going to come out to the game today? It's going to be, you know, a great game if everyone comes out here, as you said. But a lot of them have class, so they're going to have to come in after class. I know there's a business class, there's a digital class. So they'll be out here, and we'll be wearing all black, supporting our Lady Penguins to see if we can beat Concordia today. The records are not looking so good, but sometimes the records don't even matter in a sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Records don't really say anything much. The Penguins lineup today will be number 8, Amanda Lee. Number 1, Alexa Lojudice. Number 14, Kate Evan. Number 7, Brittany Lontague. Number 14, Kate Even. Number 16, Hannah Smith. And number 18, Madeline Powelson. And number 20, Shannon Reggio Curley. I believe we talked about last game that we do have a small team. We have a tiny team. We barely have any subs. We have 2 injured. We have 1 setter. So last game we saw it. We saw them get tired. The setter.
Yeah, we had a lot of injuries last time we were at home, and also we just had a bug going around the team. Right now we're listening to the Penguins' national anthem. Let's give a moment for that.
Hi, Blixie Schumacher, and that was the national anthem.
We always have to do that. Remember that we're Americans. It looks really nice too in collegiate games when we all stand out there or going towards the flag. It makes it look very professional and almost like we're ready to do this. Today, I have my favorite person here to help me to do the play-by-play and also the color commentary, my favorite, Stuart Horn.
Wow, are you kidding me? What an awesome introduction. Thank you very much, Lexi. Just so happens you're my favorite student.
Oh, I'm not your student this semester.
Not this semester, but you're my favorite Penguin student, right alongside Melissa Boscarina, who's also here in the Opulent Broadcasting booth, Taylor Andreazzi, and everybody listening on not only Channel 30 and Penguin Radio, but also on the Stretch Network worldwide. Well, Concordia out of Irvine have traveled north about 450 miles, and they are on the court and ready to go, Lexi, alongside Stuart Horn. Yours truly, another night of DU volleyball. Penguins on the southern end of the Conlin Center, and the floor, I notice, Lexi, was primped right before the game, as usual, with the getting everything off of it and cleared out off of the floor after the big warm-up tonight. You don't want anybody sweating and slipping around for the DUs now, who have the side out here in set number one. The Penguins start, Hannah Smith gets things going, and the DUs kind of fumbled it around there, Lexi, on their side after a good Eagles point after the return by Madeline Dieters.
The Penguins, last couple games have been very scrappy, and I think today they're going to have to be as scrappy as well. They have a pretty good competition against Concordia. It's their first time in the conference, but their record is pretty good with that 7-4.
7-4, as you mentioned, 2-8 for the DUs in PacWest play. The serve by Kyra Otten's a good one into the back row. Powelson, now the soft set over to Eaton. She gets it in the back row and laid into the left line on the right by the back line is Dieters again, the sophomore, a 5'9er out of Granite Bay, up by Folsom, California, 2-0 Concordia. Penguins trail here, Otten to serve again, right on the middle of the center line, and with the runner all the way and a little bit deep. It's allowed to go by Riggio Curley, the veteran, and the Penguins get their first point of the night.
Riju Curley has a consistent serve. She gets it pretty deep, so I'm hoping she'll do it today, just get it deep right in between the back players for Concordia.
We'll see what she does, exactly as Lexi anticipated, to the back row. And now it's laid in there perfectly to Rachel Flynn with the runner. The Penguins throw up a wall but block it out of bounds, and the Eagles with a point. 11-9 overall for the Eagles, 5-11 for Gail Stammer's DUs. Penguins on defense now to the back row. And the back set. Oh, and a beauty laid in there by Steinwan. Steinwan in her second year. The 5'8 sophomore out of Colorado Springs lays one in there. A little bit obtuse. I think she may have shanked it a tiny bit, but it worked out perfectly to fall into the front row. Let's say she intended to do it that way.
I hope so.
Amanda Lee with a service now to the back row. Libero player. That is Dennison. They set it up for a nice kill attempt. Out of bounds. Steinwan with the save. Riggio Curley now to the middle. Diving in for it is Grove. She comes up with it and lays it up very high to Rachel Flynn, who comes in from the back row. And with kind of an obtuse angle, out of bounds, the Penguins with the point, 3 apiece. Here goes Lee. Penguins with the side out. Off to our left here on Media Row. Lays it into Flynn. Now the set. They get it up, and a nice hard hit by Andrews. The Penguins with a perfect block. And Madeline Powelson, the team captain, with a great little quick knockback, 4-3 DU. Lee again. And a line drive to the back row. She's really zeroing in on Flynn. An easy killer from the middle by Logan Grove, the 5'10 freshman out of Newport Beach.
Grove did a great job of getting up there and positioning that ball. She had a lot of time, so she just hit it right at Amanda Lee, who was right there, but it was all right.
Flynn with the serve. And a diving save by Powelson to the back row. Smashed across by the Penguins, Brittany Lateague. And Lateague with the kill. And now it's 5-3 Dominican.
I believe the score is wrong. I think that's what the coach for Concordia is trying to tell the ref right now. And they fixed it, though. Penguins 5.
Paula Weishoff, in her sixth season, picked up the scoring error by the scoring table. And now the kill is laid in there by Amber Rose. And that's a count. That one will count 5-5. So they adjusted the score to 5-4. And then Rose with the killer. Here's Taylor Dennison, the 5'8 junior. Went to Edison High School. Live on Penguin Radio tonight, worldwide, and of course on the Stretch Network. The Penguins on defense now as they bring it to the left side to Leidensack. Leidensack with a nice one. The Penguins dink one back across to the middle. Dennison dives for it and can't get the pancake save. And the Penguins lead by one here in set number one.
Hannah Smith consistently, instead of going up to set, she does a little bit of fake and just pushes it right over. And it's tricky, and it'll continue to work until they figure it out.
Yeah, you're right. It was great deception on the part of Smith. The Penguins now, Pallison with a good serve. Set to the left side. Steinwan softs one over, and diving in on it is Logan Grove. She can't save it, and the Penguins enjoy their largest lead of the night, and it is 7-5.
The scoreboard a little bit slow right now. Still haven't gotten it up.
Says 6-5, but I'm sure it's 7-5. There we go. Now they make the move. The Penguins on offense now. As Leidensack lays one in there for a killer into the back right corner. And the Eagles pick one up. Back to the bench is Hannah Andrews. Andrews is a force to be reckoned with, a 6'2" junior out of Rohnert Park. In her place comes back. Let's see, for the first time tonight, Olivia Zolizzi, a 5'6" sophomore out of San Diego, and she'll serve it. Lee with the bump, and a poor bump into the net. It was right at Lee's feet. She couldn't do much with it. Amanda Lee, the 5'2" junior out of Daly City, is a pretty crafty defensive libero. And it was right at her shoe tops, Lexi. She couldn't do much with it. 7-up. To Lee again, and a whistle, and maybe the service came off a little early. Whistles from the officials.
I think it's the scoreboard still.
I'm pretty sure it's 7-7. Yeah. Maybe the official didn't recognize the score was actually correct. So now the serve again to Lee. The back set to Lateague. Steinwan just bumps it over. Grove pops one up. Lateague, left side. And flat-footed, the DUs get it across. That's Reggio Curley. Back to the back row, Steinwan with a bump. Now the forward set, Reggio Curley smashes one across, but it's saved by the Eagles. Now they set it back up to the right side, Leidensack. Penguins with a great block. Long set left side, Reggio Curley with the killer! Reggio Curley smashes it into the outstretched arms of Kyra Otten for the winner. 8-7 DUs in set number one.
Penguins very consistent right now. There's not too many errors, little forced errors. There's no bumping errors. They're playing a consistent game.
Yeah, you're right. So far, no unforced errors for the Penguins. Lateague with a nice serve, and it hits the top of the net, wide of the antenna, 8-up.
Leidensack for Concordia, I think, is going to be a force we see today, especially because she's on our side right now. And you can just see her. She has a good setup. Great step work right now. And a great just going in. No elbow two cock back. Just right.
First service error of the night committed by Leidensack. And the Penguins get a freebie, Lexi. 9-8 to the bench, Leidensack. In her place is Madeline Dieters as she re-enters the game. The Penguins now with the side out, Hannah Smith. DUs only have 10 players. While Concordia Irvine, the Eagles, brings in 20 players tonight, Lexi. So a pretty deep squad as the DUs pick up another one. 10-8. Smith with the serve to the back row. Bumped up by Flynn. Front row, a back set is laid in there. Powelson now with a bump and the set. And Reggio Curley, and it lands on the sideline in play. 11-8 DU.
Flynn and Dieters didn't look like they had a lot of great communication right there. It just went right in between them. They looked at the ball, hit the ground, so hopefully they can figure that out soon.
The 5'6" junior, Hannah Smith, with the service. Concordia now sets it up. Otten finds the tape, and it falls back on her side. And the DU's by four. Timeout, Concordia. And I think it's a good time for Paula Weishoff to call the timeout now as the Penguins lead by four here in set number one.
The Penguins, this is the best game I've seen so far, the first set-wise, because the last couple games I've seen them, they kind of walk on there and they look like they're not ready to play and they're not aggressive at all. I'm not saying they're that aggressive right now, but they're really getting the sets done. A pass, a set, and a hit. Simple until you start getting aggressive. And we're up, and that's exciting for me. I like to see us win. If that's not a bad thing, I like to see the Penguins win a lot.
Well, no, absolutely not. There's one thing that's absolutely clear, and that's that you are a Penguin student. I'm not only a Penguin teacher, but Dominican's my alma mater. So while we want to call the games fairly and give props where they're due, certainly it's nice when the Penguins do well. And Gail Stammer has, in the NC2 era, this is our sixth year now, having switched over from the NAIA, it's been an uphill climb, and Gail Stammer has done an excellent job. And these two teams, obviously, are very well matched. There's no question about it. 12-8, we're about ready to get back underway. Smith has the side out off to our left, and it's off to the right for those of you watching at home. Penguins now on defense. The bump by Paulson. The back stick to Seinwan. She lets it fly. Now it's bumped up by Zalesi and the kill by Flynn, and that's a good one. 12-9.
I'm excited about Steinwand. It looks like she's kind of getting back into her hits because she did injure her elbow. She was telling me a little bit ago that she did get some nerve damage up in there, so she hasn't been able to swing. Mm. But it looks like so far she's going at the balls.
Auten with a service error as she finds the tape. It falls back on Concordia's side. 13-9. The DU's lead, and Reggio Curley will serve it up for the good old Penguins. October 22nd, 2015, everybody. Blackout night here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Lexi Schumacher, and Melissa Boscarino here in the Opulent Broadcasting booth. There's a short set popped up. Oh, and the DU's are all over it. Kate, even with some masterful defense, they throw up a wall, and it gets through the Penguins' wall. That was Even and Steinwan. They couldn't do anything with it, and some pretty nice play by Concordia there. Coming out is Zolesi, and back in is Hannah Andrews. Andrews at 6'2" can do some damage. You got to keep an eye on it when they're over 6 foot tall in this league. And there's Andrews right at the net to just put the fingertips on it. And the Penguins, Kate Even with a winner. 14-10, Even comes out, and Lee will serve it up in her place. Penguins by four. Lojidice has re-entered the game. Lee spins the ball in her left hand and lets it fly to the back corner. Set up now, and a soft set by Amber Rose, the 6 foot sophomore out of Cyprus. And that's a winner. To serve now will be Flynn. To the bench, Dieters. Layden Sack back in. Flynn, back left corner with the runner. She lays it in there to Lojidice, and the Penguins a little bit long. And the Eagles are back within two, 14-12. Bring in Melissa Boscarino and Bosco. You've been seeing what's going on. Penguins looking pretty good tonight. I'd say very aggressive so far.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think they're doing a lot better than they did the last couple games at home we've had, and they're putting a lot more effort than I've seen.
All right, very well done. And the Penguins now on defense. The Penguins cannot handle the kill by Hannah Andrews. And Andrews gets some, not only is she 6'2", but she can jump a mile in the air and really unloaded on that kill shot, 14-30. Gail Stammer wants a timeout right here on Penguin Radio. Worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Channel 30, Stretch Network, and worldwide on Penguin Radio, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Well, just a one-point game, ladies, and while the Penguins were up by four, it looks so far that these two teams are very evenly matched.
Yeah, definitely. They're playing a lot harder, and, you know, their competition is a lot better than we've seen out here, and, you know, Concordia Irvine is really making their first impression in this first year of their conference, or in this conference, and I think the Penguins are doing a good job hanging in there and keeping this lead.
You know, our sixth year, was, and in our first year is tough. Now we're in our sixth year, and the Penguins have sort of settled into the NC2A Division II role. I remember our first year, it seemed like everybody jumped all over us because we didn't know what to expect. New teams, new conference, and, you know, Irvine's got to be going through the same things, but they're doing beautifully so far. Rachel Flynn to serve now at the end of the timeout. Penguins by one here in set number one. Flynn into the net again. That's her second service ace error, unforced service error, and the Penguins lead by two, 15-13. Penguins on offense now with a side out. The big back set to Flynn. The Penguins are able to handle it. Oh, and a great little dink by Brittany Lateague as she was able to time it perfectly off of her fingertips, Lexi, and just lay it into the middle row. None of the Eagles were there.
Her jump was perfect. It was very slow, so she could have enough time to reach her arm and just position that ball right in between Concordia's players.
Steinwand with a great serve. It's saved just barely at the shoestring by Dennison. The Penguins now on defense. Steinwand with a lot of topspin, and Dennison again. Boy, Steinwand is really going after her. And Steinwand with the block. It ends up in the 10th row of the grandstands. Penguins trail, pardon me, the Penguins up by two, 16-14. Dennison to serve it up now. Back left corner with the libero jersey on. See who she targets. Dennison with the runner. She gets it back to Powelson. Now a back set to Steinwand. Amy with a perfecto into the back row. Saved by Flynn. The Penguins block it beautifully. Here's the set to Grove from Grove. It's blocked, and Leidensack gets it right back at her and a whistle. And the Penguins pick it up as there was a two-touch on the part of the Eagles. Penguins by three, 17-14.
Steinwand getting in that middle position where she's the greatest at hitting. When she gets in the middle, she can go to the left or the right side, and it's just it's a powerful ball.
And it's always got a ton of topspin. There's a service ace by Madeline Powelson. Powelson put a ton of topspin on it, and Hannah Andrews was unable to handle it. The Penguins by four now. It's getting late in set number one. Penguins still 7 points away. 18-14, a timeout has been called by Gail Stammer. Well, Melissa Boscarino will bring Bosco back in. What do we have coming up on the schedule?
On Monday, November 2nd, we have Club Night, which if you're interested in Dominican's club volleyball, don't miss the opportunity to meet local clubs before Dominican Battle Chaminade. On Thursday, November 12th, we have Dig Pink Night, where you're supposed to wear pink to the game and show your support for Penguin Volleyball and our alumni, Skylar Moon, as we raise awareness for cancer research. And also on Wednesday, November 18th, we are going to have our Senior Night, which will be the last game for our seniors here at Dominican. You can come out and give a special thank you as we honor them in their final home match of their careers.
Yeah, that's always a tough night, especially the four-year players. You hate to see them go, but you're happy to see them have completed a successful collegiate career. 18-14, Powelson with a serve. She's got one ace she's coming off of now. She goes to the back right corner. Leidensack handles it nicely. They set it to Leidensack, and Lateague with a drop ball right at the feet of Otten, and she could not handle. Otten didn't even see it coming. Penguins by five now, 19-14. Madeline to the back row, affectionately known as Maddie. Oh, and a good one by Flynn into the net. Lateague blocks it and saves it, and there's a whistle, and one of the Penguins scooped it. 19-15 now, set number one to the bench. Andrews back in there as Zolezzi comes in. Penguins by four, 1 point from the red zone. 19-15. Zolezzi, the 5'6 sophomore out of San Diego. She lays one in perfectly to Powelson. Front row. The set to Steinwand, and the killer! Steinwand murders it into the back row. Just a punishing blow. Penguins in the red zone now, 20-15. Game to 25. Best of five. Lateague, the 6-foot freshman, with a line drive to the back row, handled by Dennison. And the Penguins, Lateague dives in on it. She can't get it. And the Eagles with a point, 20-16. The service now, Leidensack's the 6-footer out of Phoenix. She went to Xavier College Prep. Laden sack, takes a long look from the right side to Maddie, front row, softly to Reggio Curley. She has to just dink it across. Oh, and Powelson with a great save. And Steinwan smashes it into the back row. Here's a soft set by Flynn. The Penguins are there again to Flynn. And she goes sideways. Lee with a great save. Powelson with a bump and a whistle. And one of the Penguins in the net. Eagles pick it up, 20-17. Wow, there was a couple of great saves there by Powelson and Lee.
Those hits were very powerful, and she was just ready. She was you could see it in her face. She was focused and was ready. Her feet were positioned just right for those balls.
Yeah, you're right. You've got to have perfect balance. Oh, and a perfect dink by Steinwan, and she lays it on the top of the tape as Leidensack knocks one very long, and the Penguins with the point, 21-17. Penguins with a side out. Here's Hannah Smith, the 5'6 junior out of Reno. She runs up on the end line and slams one a little bit long, Lexi.
I was about to say that I didn't think we were going to have any service errors, but I jinxed myself without even saying it.
Yeah, that was a no jinx jinx. Out and out. In her place, Santos, Nicole Santos, her first appearance tonight. A 5'2" sophomore out of Whittier. Santos with the runner. She goes to Reggio Curley, and the set to Kate Even is back in her face as the block by Rachel Flynn is perfect.
Being 6'1 must be so helpful as a blocker. You just don't even have to jump, and at 5'2 or 5'3, it becomes difficult. So they're taking advantage of their height for sure.
Well, you're absolutely right. And speaking of height, the serve now by Santos, who stands at 5'2", to Amy Steinwan with a smash, and it's blocked out of bounds by Amber Rose, the 6-foot sophomore. So the Eagles with a bunch of 6-footers as Santos comes back to the bench. Kyra Otten re-enters the game in her place, 22-19. So in some respects, Lexi, it's a real advantage to have the height, and sometimes that front row ends up getting a little too much work. Penguins now on defense, and slamming the killer is Rachel Flynn. And Flynn, the right-hander from the front left corner, is murderous. She's so good, and she looks a little bit off balance as she flies toward the net, but she does the same. She has the same routine every time, 22-20. Penguins lead here in set one. Grove with a serve. Even goes to the back row, and a nice save by the Eagles. Dinked across. Kate again with a save. Now she sets it back over to Maddie. She gets off a good one. Here's the set to Grove. Right side. Oh, and Even with a great block. And Even again. Even from the front row gets credited with a kill. When really it was just a nice little soft block. Penguins 2 points away, 23-20. Lee with the service. The bump by Flynn. Now the set from Grove over to the left side, Andrews. The Penguins are there, and it's scooped by the Penguins as Lojadice cannot save it, 23-21.
Nun Lee, just with a great positioning to hit that ball. She went at it and went over. Nice and easy for her just to get up and hit it. But the Penguins, you know, it's sometimes hard to get ready for that 1-1. It's one after the other.
It really is. Everybody tends to collapse to the front row. Steinwan with a killer! Amy puts the Penguins within one. Set point. 24-21. Steinwan with that blistering top spin serve has a chance to give the Penguins the first set right here, and a perfecto to the back row. It's picked up by Leidensack. Set up. Penguins on offense now. Lee with it. Steinwan bumps it across. Front row. Oh, a poor leave, and they're able to save it. Diving in on it is Reggio Curley, and the Penguins cannot put the set away here. It's 24-22. That was a pretty nice save by the Eagles after a poor leave from the back row. Dennison for the Eagles in the service. Very long, and that's the set as Dennison pounds one deep. And the Penguins pick up the first set, Lexi. Pretty good work by the Dews. I think they were very aggressive.
They were aggressive this game. They didn't come out just kind of tired and mopey. They came out with great attitude. They took advantage of Concordia's a lot of force, their service errors. They had a lot of them, and it would just turn over the plate for the Penguins. And the Penguins did a great job of not having too many service errors. I think they had maybe two at most, maybe even one. So they're doing much better with those service errors. The Penguins also, Steinwad, last game we did not have her because she was injured and trying not to hurt herself, so she wasn't getting in there and taking the hits. And we saw a couple from her, and they were deep, and they're great. As always, Steinwad just goes in there and hits it.
Yeah, like we talked about before the game, Lexi, I think these Penguins came out with a chip on their shoulder from their three-game road trip in Southern California, you know. So they came out here ready to play, and they're ready to win a game now.
Well, you mentioned the Southern California road trip, Bosco, and what was the problem with that for the fans that don't know?
We had a bug going around our team. You know, it's been spreading around a lot of our teams here at Dominican, actually. We have going around the basketball team as well. But not only were they injury-prone last down in their road trip, they were also dealing with that bug that was going around. So that didn't help them very much either.
Yeah, it hurts when you have Steinwand out, and she's really... The offense clearly revolves around Amy Steinwand because she's so powerful. And then, of course, the team captain, Madeline Powelson, who also can hit pretty hard. I got to say, I'm really enjoying watching Kate Even, both offensively and defensively in that front row. Even is getting it done. And the Penguins looked like $1 million tonight, if you ask me. Lexi, you said something about you were happy that they didn't come out kind of mopey. Have you noticed that in the last couple games?
Last game, let me try to recall who we played. I think it was Fresno Pacific. We were playing Fresno Pacific, and we did end up losing that game, but we won a couple of the first sets. But between me, Syra, and Melissa, we really thought when they walked out there, they kind of just walked out there. It seemed like they kind of knew that they were going to lose, which is kind of hard to see, like, as a Penguin fan, to see us go out there kind of slow going to the ball. But not only us being slow, Fresno Pacific was also very slow. It was just a slow game to start. The third set was probably when we started getting aggressive on both sides. And I didn't see that today, which is very exciting because it's boring when we just kind of slowly pass the ball, set it. We're going to get a couple hits in there. Not too excited.
Well, and it's, you know, it's, you're absolutely right. Sometimes, and Bosco can speak to this because Bosco plays for the ladies basketball team. And sometimes when you're playing a nationally ranked team and they're coming in, Bosco, you almost feel like you're beaten before you've even started.
Exactly.
What about that?
Start very discouraged, you know. But, I mean, it's also a mentality thing. Like, when you realize there's someone coming in that's ranked high and you know you've been struggling, it's obviously gets in your head and it makes you play a little bit down and you don't have the confidence, which is a huge factor in winning games. Confidence is the biggest... Probably one of the biggest things I would enforce in players to get those W's.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. When you go in feeling like you're beaten before you started, it's almost a sure thing you're going to be beaten. Well, the Penguins are up by one set in this best of five match tonight against the Eagles out of Concordia Irvine. Penguins 2-8 in PacWest play, 5-11 overall. Concordia 7-4 in PacWest play, 11-9 overall, and now with the play-by-play, Lexi Schumacher.
Yep, I'm really excited today. The Penguins are now on the court. Concordia is on the court. The ref is getting the lineup to make sure everyone is in positioning because you don't want to be out of position before the game starts because that's also a point against you.
Yeah, and first unforced errors are been a problem in the last couple matches we've seen.
Concordia will be starting with this ball today. Number 10, Dieters, will be hitting, starting off the second set. Dominican Penguins getting ready to get this ball over. Dieters with a nice long ball to the back towards Regio Curley. Regio Curley getting it to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith setting up to Steinwand. Steinwand just hitting it at her. The other side, number 10 and number 2, Dieters not able to get a good block off of it, just falling right at her feet, and it will be a Penguins point. Penguins 1, the Eagles 0. First point going to the Penguins. Looking good so far. Regio Curley with the nice serve over. Number 13, Auden getting the hit over. Hannah Smith just setting up to Rejo Curley, who gets the hit off, hits it over. But number five, Knappers, hitting it right over. A nice line ball. Rejo Curley reaching for it, but it will go out and be a point for the Eagles. Penguins on, Eagles one. Eagles service. Auden with the serve. Nice deep towards Rejo Curley. Getting it to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith setting it up for Evans. Evans just tipping it over. But the Eagles able to get it over with Logan Grove, the setter, just pushing it right over and deep, right in between Rejo Curley and Amanda Lee.
Yeah, it was a good those Concordia event. They really found the seams right there, and Rejo Curley was just late on that.
Penguins one, Eagles two. A nice serve over by Amber Rose. The Penguins set it up with Steinwald. Amazing hit, but Eagles picking it up and getting a set off to number three, Flynn. Flynn just killing it, getting it right over the tips of Kate Even with that block, but it will go out and be a point for the point for the Eagles. Penguins one, Eagles three. A serve for the Eagles. Number 13, Auden. Auden with a nice serve, right going over the net towards Amanda Lee. Amanda Lee just picking it up, getting it to the setter, who hits it over. The Eagles trying to get a play out of that. Number two, sending it up for number 12, Rose. Rose trying to get a hit out, just going too wide for that, and will be going out. Penguins two, the Eagles three. Lee with this serve over, hits it right over. Nice deep towards three, Flynn. Flynn setting it, giving it to the setter, Grove. Grove setting it up to Rose. Rose with a great kill, just landing right in between the Penguins. Service for number two, Grove, the setter. Grove really far back, getting it all the way deep to Rejo Curley. Rejo Curley getting to Evans. Hannah Smith tried to get it out to Powison. Powison just doing a nice one over to the Eagles, 16. Andrews hitting it over. The Penguins trying to make a play out of the hit by Andrews, but it was a touch into the net by the Penguins, and it will be an Eagles point. Penguins two, Eagles five. Service for the Penguins. The setter, Grove, still up for the service. She is really far back from the line. She's a deep, deep, deep serve. She got very deep to Powison. Powison able to get it to the setter, so Lateague just getting up there and hitting it. Number 16 of the Eagles. Andrews just shanking it out. Great kill by Lateague, so it will be a Penguins point. Penguins three, Eagles five. Steinwald with a nice service over. Denson getting the setup to the setter, hitting it over to the Penguins. The Penguins trying to make a play out of it. Powelson trying to tip it over, and it was a nice tip over, but it was also a touch by the Eagles of the net, so it will be a Penguins point. Penguins four, Eagles one. We're behind by one. It's a good game, so good set so far. Steinwald with the service over. Number 16, Andrews, hitting a line ball. It looked like Steinwald thought it was out.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it was out. It was definitely right next to that line, and it was a hard read, but, you know, goes to the Eagles.
It's all right. Now we understand that Andrews is going to consistently get that line ball, and Steinwald was there, decided to call it out, but she's ready. A service over, and the Penguins just set it at Lateague with just a nice hit over. Number 16, Andrews setting it up to the setter, and then Andrews just smashing it over. The Penguins not able to get that ball up for a nice set, and it will be a point for the Eagles. Penguins four, the Eagles seven. The Penguins are trailing by three in the second set. Eagles number three, Flynn with the service over towards Powelson. Powelson setting it up, getting it to Hannah. Hannah just barely setting it to Lateague. Lateague just going to have to tip it over. Eagles getting it over, and Hannah Smith just trying to dump the ball, but the Eagles hit it right over back to the Penguins. The Penguins setting it up to Steinwald. Steinwald getting a nice kill off of number two, Grove. Grove not able to control that ball. Nice deep hit by Steinwald, and it will be a point for the Penguins.
Yeah, you know, Madison Powell went up for that block and wasn't even needed. Got the point right easily.
The Penguins, Powelson getting the ball over. Number 22, very powerful hitter for the Eagles. trying to get it. Lansak just trying to get that hit off, but it went right over, so Lateague could just hit it right back at them, and it will be a kill for Lateague.
Right off the tips of her fingers.
Penguin 6, Eagle 7. Paulson with a nice serve over, and it will be an ace for Paulson. That was a little bit embarrassing for the Eagles. You should never let that happen. It looked like they looked at it, and then they were like, "Yeah, I got to get that ball."
Definitely a miscommunication on the Eagles' part.
There was a sub for the Eagles. Landensack coming out, and number 3, Flynn coming back in. A nice service over. Number 12, Rose just tipping it hard. Penguins able to set up to Steinwatt's on one, getting a deep hit in. Eagles trying to get it over, but blocked by the Dominicans, 7 and 20. The Penguins able to set it back to Steinwatt's on. Nice hit back. Number 2, Grove just having the nice ball over, getting it to Lateague. Lateague setting up Regio Curley. Regio Curley with a great hit wide, and it will be a point for the Penguins. A great kill by Regio Curley.
Definitely swinging that heavy arm and headed straight to the hardwood.
Paulson once again still serving. This is good. She's had about 3 serves now. Lots of points from these serves. Paulson with a nice loft over. Number 24.
Oh.
Getting it off to number 16, Andrews. Andrews, a powerful kill and a point for the Eagles. The Penguins and the Eagles are now tied at 8.
You know, at 6'2", I would expect to see a lot more of those kills from her, but she's definitely got that height has definitely got it, using her to advantage.
Denison getting it over, and the Penguins setting it up for Steinwald. Steinwald coming in the middle, just hitting it back. Denson setting it up. Nothing out of that play. Just goes over. The Penguins tip it over. Regio Curley with a tip. But they're able to set it up to Anderson. Andrews getting the hit off. Getting it over. Hannah Smith having to get it over. The Penguins tipping it over. Regio Curley deep. Andrews with another hit and being a touch. But I believe it's a touch to the net by Regio Curley. But also, I believe maybe it was a kill by Andrews.
Yeah, it was a kill. Paulson went to reach for that and just missed it. Went right over her hands and landed in.
Service for Denson, just serving right over. Hannah Smith setting up for Lateague. Lateague hitting it deep towards Denson. Denson having to try to reach for that ball. She probably should have let it gone out. Didn't do so. So it will be a point for the Penguins. The Penguins and the Eagles tied again at 9-9. Just going back and forth. Point, 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 point.
This is a great set so far.
Lateague with a nice serve over. The setter doing a nice set to Andrews. Andrews just hitting it wide, and it will be a point for the Eagles. A great kill by Andrews right there.
Yeah, once again, these Penguins are having trouble reading these lines and where the ball is about to fall, and they keep thinking it's out and letting it go and keeps ending up inbounds. So
Santos coming back in. Seems like she's a service player. She serves it deep towards Regio Curley. Sets it up for Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith setting up for Steinwald. Steinwald hitting it right over, and Concordia not able to set and bump that. Just hitting the net. The bump was a little bit too far and right into the net. No return for Concordia, and a point for the Penguins. Once again, the Penguins are 10, the Eagles are 10. Going back and forth. Hannah Smith with the serve over, and a setup by number 13, Rose. Nice little tip right over the block. The block trying to get a tip out of it, but it goes right out. And it will be a point for the Eagles. The Eagles 11, Penguins 10. Service by Dieters. Dieters hitting it right in the back, and it will be an ace for Dieters.
There's another one of those line reads right there.
The Penguins continue calling it out.
Yep.
And they need to figure it out. Is it out? Is it not? Should we take the risk? The Eagles with a nice serve over. Dieters set up by Hannah Smith to Evans. Evans nice and deep. Number 10. Dieters just setting it over. Hannah Smith getting the set to Steinwald. Steinwald hitting it right into the block of Concordia, going back into the play, and it will be a point for Concordia Eagles.
There was no one on the back line in that play, and we should have had some Penguins back there to, at least watch the back.
Yeah, they all squished up right there. Number 10, Dieters still with serving. Hannah Smith getting it to getting it to Steinwand. Steinwand just hitting it right at number nine. Zoli Z right in our hands. It was an amazing kill by Steinwand.
That's the third kill of the night that has gone heavy handover and right off the tips of the Concordia Irvine's hands.
And with that Steinwand hit, it will switch over to the Penguins. Regio Curley with a nice serve over. The setter not able to get that, so number 14, Denson setting it up. The Penguins able to get control of that and setting it up for Steinwand once again, but it's going deep this time and be a point for the Eagles. The Penguins 11, the Eagles 14. The Penguins are down by three. Auten with the serve. Auten getting ready for the serve, taking her time. Auten with a nice jump serve towards Regio Curley. Hannah Smith setting it up for Pallison. Pallison tipping it over. Concordia Eagles number 12 just tipping it over. Hannah Smith setting up Kate Evans. Kate Evans with an amazing kill right down the middle, right in between the Concordia Eagles, and it will be a point for the Penguins. Penguins 12, Eagles 14. The Penguins now with the service. Amanda Lee up. Amanda Lee with a great service over. The Eagles hitting it right over towards the Penguins. Oh. Hannah Smith setting up for Lateague. Lateague deep ball. And they get it over. Number three.
Whoa.
Flynn just hitting it over. And Rachel Curley with a one-handed hit. Setting it back up for Steinwald. Steinwald hitting it right over. Hitting it to the Eagles. The Eagles number three. Flynn just keep going at it with those hits. But the Penguins with the first one just able to play a little bit scrappy and get that ball up.
The Penguins had two beautiful saves in a row. You know, they were going for the third one. But it just right off of Regio Curley's leg. It was almost there.
Timeouts for the Penguins. They need a little bit of a timeout. They're right now 12 and 15, so we're down by three. We've gone back and forth. We keep calling those outs that you were saying. They're calling the line. They see the line, and sometimes you take that risk when you're just like, it's out. But
so far, none of those have gone in our favor, though. Everyone they've called out has been in, so we need to change that up and take chances on those from now on.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm hoping that's what they're kind of saying to each other. Like,
yeah,
maybe we should stop calling those close calls. When you know it's for sure out, call it for sure out. If not, just go for it. In the last play, Flynn getting so high. Her vertical, 6'1", helps her with her verticals. But her feet are almost above the net when she hits those balls.
She's definitely got height. Height and hops makes it even more of a better, makes her more of a better volleyball player.
Flynn, we got to watch out for her. We need to get set up for those. We're able to get that scrappy play the first time, but when she consistently hits at you and you're not set up for it, it's not going to become a play for the Penguins. Hopefully we'll figure it out. Steinwald having some amazing hits, and also Regio Curley working very hard in the back to get those hits off. The Eagles service now for Anthony. Anthony getting ready for it. A nice deep to Regio Curley, getting it to Hannah Smith, getting it to Lateague. Lateague trying to get a hit down the line, but it will go out in a point for the Eagles. The Penguins are still down by four. Penguins 12, Eagles 16. Anthony with the serve once again. Anthony, service error by Anthony, hitting it right into the net. So a point for the Penguins. Penguins need to take advantage of this service, these service errors.
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed. We needed a change of momentum in this game, and I think this is it.
Steinwand with the serve over. It's deep towards 14 there. Libero Dennison. Dennison getting into the center, who sets it out to 16. Andrews. Andrew with an amazing kill right in between Regio Curley and Amanda Lee. Great kill for Andrews, and it will be a point for the Eagles. Eagles now with control of the ball. Flynn getting ready for the service, serving it over. Pallison setting up to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith hitting out wide to Lateague. Lateague just hitting it wide. And it will be a point for the Penguins. A great kill by Lateague. Getting it right in between Auten, or right in between Dennison and Flynn. Pallison now with the serve over. Right towards Anthony. Oh. Anthony getting it out to number 10. Dieters just getting that kill off. The Penguins not ready for that ball.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely another miscommunication out here, but this time it was on the Penguins' side, and all these girls thought one or the other was going to get him, but they all let it fall.
Dieterson with the serve over. Concordia 16. Andrews with the kill once again. Steinwald and Powelson trying to get to that ball, unable to do so.
Yeah, that was a great hit by Andrews, though. You know, she was found the seams perfectly and fit it right in between them.
The Penguins 14, the Eagles 19. 14. Dennison trying to get that serve up, but the service error and a point for the Penguins. We need to bring this back. We're 4 points down. The Penguins 15, the Eagles 19. Lateague with the serve up. Serve over by Lateague. Nice and simple. Number three able to pick it up and set it up for number 14, Andrews. Andrews getting it over. Hannah Smith getting the playoff for Amy Steinwald. Steinwald just going for the kill, hitting it right off of 16, who shanks it wide. Amy with a great kill once again. It will be a point for the Penguins.
It's great to see Amy Steinwald back on her game.
The Teague with the service over, number 24. Anthony setting it up for number 10.
Good save.
The Penguins able to just play this over. Steinwald with a deep ball. Number 13. Auden getting that pushover. Penguins able to do something with it. Powelson hitting it over. Nice deep set over towards the Eagles, but the Eagles just try to set it right back with a quick one, but it goes way too far. And it will be a point for the Penguins.
Yeah, that looked like a sloppy rally, but you know what? We came out on top, and that's all that matters.
The Penguins now 17. The Eagles are 19. And it was like a timeout called by the Concordia Eagles. I think it was a good time to call it, because the Concordia Eagles were losing their momentum. Now we're only down by two rather than being down by five.
Yeah, it's definitely still a match, and our Penguins are definitely still clawing their way back in this and trying to keep the momentum up.
Gail Stammer talking to her Penguins, her small little lineup that she has. We always mention how it must be difficult to only have 10 players on the team and only one setter. They must get tired, but they do a great job. You can see that they're constantly moving, and they don't let the fact that they have no subs change the way they play.
No, definitely not. I think if anything, it makes them, lights a little bit of a fire under them and makes them push a little bit that much harder.
We do have two subs, though. I believe we have two subs, but Concordia Eagles have a ton of subs. I think they have six. It's pretty intense,
yeah.
The difference between those two and the
basically
Penguins.
A whole nother squad.
Yep. We don't have a whole nother squad. The Penguins, T getting the ball over, and the Concordia Eagles trying to set it up. Anthony, the setter, trying to set it up, but it will be called a lift on Anthony and a point for the Penguins. The Penguins 18 and the Eagles 19. We're now only behind by 1 point. The T with the serve over number 10. Dieter's trying to set it up. Gets it back and gets a hit right over, but the Penguins, Lateague trying to pass the ball to the setter, but it goes right in front of the line. So Concordia just hitting it right down, right back at them with a kill. And the Penguins are 18, the Eagles are 20. There'll be a service by number 8, Santos. Oh, number 9, sorry, Zolizzi. Zolizzi with the serve over, Powerson getting to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith playing it down the middle, right towards Steinwald with a nice hit over, but the Concordia Eagles able to just nice ball over. Hannah Smith setting up Rijo Curley. Rijo Curley hitting it into the wall, trying to get it. The wall coming right back at Amanda Lee, and then Hannah Smith trying to get that set up, but it leaves it be called a double. Two. It looks like she wasn't set up for the set. Amanda Lee was quick after that ball hit the block, but it's okay. It will be a point for the Eagles. 21, Penguins 18. Service over. Hannah Smith setting it up to Kate Evans. Kate Evans, nice little loft over. Number 24, the setter, getting it up for number 10. Dieter's not able to do a great job with that, so the Penguins hit it right over. Nice over. Hannah Smith setting it up for Steinwald. Steinwald just hitting it in the back line to Flynn. Flynn.
Oh.
Not Flynn able to get it to the setter, Anthony. Anthony does a little quick little set, like a one, but number 10. Dieter's not ready for that one, and it's dropping right down to the ground.
Couldn't get it in time.
A point for the Penguins. Penguins 19, the Eagles 21. Hannah Smith with the nice service over. Anthony's setting it up for Dieter's. Dieter's just dropping it to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith being scrappy along with Amanda Lee, but it goes right up towards number 13. Auden just goes up to the line and just hits it right back at the Penguins, who aren't set up whatsoever.
Yeah, they had no position.
Penguins 19, the Eagles 22 in the second set. Dieters with the serve over. Hannah Smith getting a serve to Steinwald. Steinwald hitting it back into the wall, but Steinwald getting off the second hit with a tip. Another tip for Steinwald, just hitting it right over. Concordia Eagles number 9. Zolili Lozizi trying to get that hit off, but blocked by the Penguins. Penguins are 20 and the Eagles are 22. We need to pick it up. We need to outpass the Eagles. This is our time to do so. 5 more points left in this set. The Penguins, if they win this one, they only have to win one more after that. But if they allow the Eagles to win this, they're going to have to continue with these sets. Rijo Curley with a nice hit over. Anthony's with the setup to Zolizi, but I believe it will be a double on Anthony's. A double once again. She's had two of those in the last 5 points.
Point for the Penguins, down by 1, and we're hanging in there.
Rijo Curley still up to serve, doing a great job with the service. Rijo Curley just taking her time, getting it right over to Anthony. Anthony setting it up for the setter, getting the hit off. Kate Evans getting the setup, not a great hit, but getting it over to 3. Flynn tipping it over. The Concordia Eagles setting it up, getting it to Kate Evans. Kate Evans hitting it back up. Steinwald getting the hit off. Amanda Smith getting that hit off to Kate Evans. Kate Evans with a great kill right in the face of the Eagles. And it will be a point for the Penguins.
Beautiful.
Penguins 22. Eagles 22. Beautiful rally, as you were saying.
Yeah, and you know the crowd went wild on that one. It's blackout night here in the Conlon's icebox, and you can see it when you look up in this crowd. Everybody's in black tonight, and that's what we like to see, all our Penguin, all our Penguin supporters out here, and giving our love and support to these to this volleyball team.
The Penguins coming back from that. At first, we were just going 1-1 with these points, and then we started making a lot of errors with the line calling, as you said. And we haven't had too many of those line calls now in the last 12 points, so that's very good that we stopped doing that, you know, figured out that we're not doing a great job of calling it and fixing it. And the Penguins just coming back with a lot of scrappy plays. A lot of these hits are being blocked right now, and the Penguins are able to just get ready for the next ball, and they're doing a great job so far.
Yeah, it's great to see that the Penguins are making the adjustments that need to be made.
Rijo Curley once again continuing to serve after this timeout. She might be what we need in these last 3 points. Rijo Curley taking her time. She wants to get it deep and nice. Rijo Curley with a deep ball. The setter number 2 setting it up towards Amanda Lee, getting a nice hit off of that. Just getting it back over the Penguins. We're being scrappy right now. Hannah Smith with a deep, deep set back. Number 3 getting the setup, but being blocked by Evans and Powelson. But it will be a touch by the Penguins player into the net, and a point for the Eagles. Penguins 22, the Eagles 23. It always sucks when you get those awful.
You know, it looks like a hard call, and you definitely, for everyone else but the ref, everybody was out here booing, so.
It's hard. You have to call them. You know, you have to be unbiased.
Yeah.
So when it happens, you better call it. But it will be a timeout for the Penguins. The Penguins taking this timeout. They're doing a great job. Hopefully Gale just, you know, giving them a little bit of pointers, because they're playing scrappy. They're ready for the second ball. The Penguins 22, the Eagles 23 in the second set. I want to sweep, so I want them to win this one.
Definitely.
And win the next one. So no, we get this win off.
I think the Penguins, what they need right now is a little bit of encouragement to keep that fire lit underneath them and push them that much for these last 3 points and get this W under their belt.
The crowd, I think, it's more and more people are coming in right now, and I think the last couple points, the crowd has been helpful.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the Penguins definitely feed off of their energy. I know in any sport, especially in my sport when I play basketball, when you got the crowd out here and everybody's cheering and rooting it on, and makes it that much more fun and that much more intense, makes you play that much harder.
the Penguins now back on the court, and so are the Eagles. Let's see who can win this set, 25-25. Penguins 22, the Eagles 23. The Eagles with the surge, Santos back in to do the service. Santos with the serve over. The Penguins return of it. Hannah Smith getting the ball off of it. Not able to get that set up for Pallison. It will go out right in front of us and be a point for the Eagles. Now it will be game point, or set point. Eagles 24, the Penguins 22. Santos up to serve. Santos with the serve over. And it's deep and out. And it will be a point for the Penguins. Service area on Santos. We need to take advantage of this. The Penguins 23, the Eagles 24. Santos going out in number 13 on and coming back into play. Amanda Lee with this serve, spinning the ball like she always does. Service over, and it's nice and short. The setter setting it up to number 3. Flynn getting it to Amanda Smith. Amanda Lee setting it up to Hannah Smith, getting it over. Number 3, trying to get a deep tip in, but Steinwald right there. Once again, Steinwald and Lateague just right there with that block on number 3. Flynn trying to get that ball, but our blockers are right there. Steinwald is doing an amazing job setting up. And the Penguins are now 24, the Eagles 24.
Game point.
We have to win by 2 in volleyball, so in this set, we need 2 more points. Number 3 continuously trying to get that. And number 3 with a nice deep hit. Flynn getting a touch off of Amanda Lee and a kill and a point for the Eagles. Eagles 25, the Penguins 24. Now it will be set point for the Eagles. If the Penguins get it back, then we'll keep pushing back. A service over and a service error by number 2, Grove.
That
very
is
important point
not,
right there.
Yes, very important point, and that is definitely not how you want to let the Penguins earn it.
Penguins 25, the Eagles 25. Steinwald with the service over. Concordia Eagles setting it to 3 once again, but Amanda Lee right there, and Hannah Smith with just a pass back. Hannah Smith getting back right on there, setting it up for Pallison. Pallison getting the ball with a great hit, and it will be a point for the Penguins. The Penguins 26, the Eagles 25. Steinwald now with the service. A great, great kill. We needed that kill right there. She knew.
Yes, this energy in the gym right now is great. Everybody's feeding off of it, and
Steinwald.
Everybody's...
with the service over. 16 trying to set it up, but the Penguins right there. It's deep, and Rijo Curley with the hit over. And a deep push by 16. The Penguins setting it up and getting a kill. Lateague right down the middle, and it will be set point. Penguins 27 and Eagles 25. Second set won by the Penguins. Oh, I got chills down my all over my butt.
That was a beautiful kill straight to the hardwood from Lateague. You know, I've said it before in our past few matches. These are new freshmen. They're a great addition to our team. You know, Kate Even and Brittany Lateague, they have been great additions, and they've added a lot of help to our Penguin team.
Ooh, I still got those chills. Lateague just took advantage of being so tall and in the middle. Got a nice set by Hannah Smith. Just hit it right down. No one on Concordia was able to get that. They kind of just looked at it and was like, no.
Yeah.
We needed that point.
Yeah, she found the seam. She found the seam, and then she bring the heat.
She did a great job winning that set. The Penguins are up 2 sets, and the Eagles are down. If we win one more, it will be a sweep. I think it'll be a great self-esteem, you know, a booster for us.
Definitely. It'll definitely be a big change in momentum, change of pace for our Penguins in their season, and this is exactly what we need. So hopefully we can get this third set under our belt and move forward with that.
We'll be back in 9 minutes. We are here. I'm Lexi Schumacher along with Melissa Bascarino, and we are the Penguins at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are at Conlin Center right near the ice box, watching the women's game play. Concordia Eagles in volleyball today. We are now about to start the third set. The Penguins are up by 2 sets. and the Concordia Eagles have 0 sets. If the Penguins are able to get this third win off, it will be a sweep for the Penguins, and I think their first sweep of the season, and I think it'll be amazing confidence booster for the Penguins going into their next couple games. They have a lot of home games this season. Their next home game is against Dixie State this Saturday, October 24th at 3 p.m. They take on Dixie State, so it'll be a pretty exciting game, especially if we win the game today. I think the woman will be a great, great confidence booster for them.
Yeah, definitely. And that's definitely one of the confidence boosters we need right now in our season, you know. Our Penguins have been struggling a little bit, and this win will really help them.
We're here at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Lexi Schumacher. This is with me is Melissa
Boscarino. Thanks for having me, Lexi.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
I struggle sometimes with names. I try to do the best I can do.
Hey, you do a great job at it, Lexi.
Set three. If the Penguins win this set, it will be a win for the Penguins. The Penguins starting off with the serve. Hannah Smith starting the serve. The Penguins all ready for this one. They better get hype. All these fans are out here wearing black on blackout day. They look like they're about to get rowdy. Service over by Hannah Smith. Serves it over 13. Hitting it over on Steinwald, getting that hit off already, and a kill for Steinwald, and a strength by Zolazzi, and the first point for the Penguins, and it's a great point with a great kill.
Beautiful way to start the match.
The Penguins, Hannah Smith, the setter, still with the service, serving it right over into the net, and it will be a service error for the Penguins and a point for the Eagles. First service error. Let's hopefully we can shake it off after that great first point.
That's not how we want to start.
Number 13, Auden now up to serve. Auden getting ready, serving it right into the net, and it will be a service error once again by Auden. A point for the Penguins. Hopefully not too many more service errors for us, you know. Eagles can continue to do so. Service for Regio Curley. Regio Curley taking her time. Nice serve over, and a shank by 10 right over to us.
Save your life, Lexi.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa getting that ball right after being shanked by Dieters. Went right over to us, but I was saved by Melissa. And a point for the Penguins, too. Regio Curley still up for this serve. Nice serve deep, but it will go out and be a service error on her and a point for the Eagles. Zolizzi coming out and number 16. Andrews coming in and a service for the Penguins. Grove serving it right over. Hannah Smith setting it right up to Powison. Powison deep hit to Dieters. Dieters setting it up to the setter and three. Flynn getting that hit down the line towards Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith not able to set it up, and a point for the Eagles. Now we are 3-3. Grove now with the serve over. Regio Curley with a nice setup to Hannah Smith, who gets it right to Steinwald. Steinwald trying to get that hit, but a powerful block by the Eagles, and a point for the Eagles. Grove still up to serve. Penguins are down by 1 point. Eagles at 4. Service over right towards Evans. Evans trying to get that ball, but she was standing up, so it just hits off of her. It'll be a touch out and a point for the Eagles. Penguins down 2 now. Penguins 3. Eagles 5. Grove with the service now. Service over by Grove. It's deep towards Powison. Powison gets to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith's nice little one towards Kate Evans. Kate Evans just hammering it down, and a kill for Kate Evans. Grove not able to get right in front of it, and a great kill by Kate Evans. A nice little one, which is just a nice little set right next to the net. A serve over by Amanda Lee, but it's way too powerful, and it will go out. A service error, hopefully, you know. No more service errors. Penguins at 4. Eagles 6. Flynn up to serve now. Flynn ready. Flynn hitting that ball. Service over. Hannah Smith setting it up wide towards Powison. Powison hitting it over. Concordia getting that serve over. Hannah Smith setting it up to Steinwald. Steinwald getting blocked by number 10. Dieters right there blocking that ball, returning it back to Steinwall. Steinwall not ready for it. And a point for the Eagles. We're down by two. Penguins 4, Eagles 6.
You know, these Penguins need to do a better job of moving their feet and getting underneath the ball. They're a little bit late on all of their hits, and I think that's the reason they're falling behind.
Flynn with the service over. The Penguins having to be scrappy with that ball. Lucho Dice getting that ball over. The setter setting it up for a hit. The Penguins returning it with Lateague with a nice deep hit. But the Eagles serving it over. Hannah Smith setting it up for Steinwall. Steinwall, nice deep hit. Concordia Eagles trying to fight up near the tape. Penguins now with the ball. And Pallison just with a nice tip outside of all of the Eagles players. And a point for the Dominican Penguins. A great play. We were really scrapping the back right there.
That was a great read by Pallison. She found the open spot and gave a little tip over to that right corner.
Penguins 5, the Eagles 6. The Penguins getting that service over, and the Eagles not able to return that ball. They kind of just reached for it, the back line, not getting a nice hit off of it. Steinwald with a great ace. Steinwald with the service over. Penguins are 6, the Eagles are 7. Steinwald's nice and deep, and it will go out. Another service error for the Penguins. The Penguins 6, Eagles 8. Dennison up to serve. Dennison, very far back from the line, has a nice run up, gets the serve over. Paulson setting it up for Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith getting a Lateague. Lateague getting blocked by 10. Penguins, Lucho Dice just getting it to Paulson, who just leeches it over. Concordia Eagles just smashing it right at the Penguins, who are not ready. Andrews with a great kill once again. Lucho Dice and Steinwall not able to get that pickup and being a point for the Eagles. Penguins 6, Eagles 9. But it looks like it's a timeout for the Penguins, but it was unclear between the refs. So Concordia went for the service and they kept playing. Timeout for the Penguins. And the Penguins are 6, the Eagles are 9, and the fans are getting very rowdy already. And it's a timeout for the Penguins. And I think it's going to be a replay of that play just because there was so much miscommunication between each other. Between
that
the refs.
On the refs.
And when that happens, I know coaches get really mad because they're like, this is supposed to be what, you know, it's your job. But the Penguins need to come back from this. The fans look like they're starting to stand up, and they're going to get rowdy in a few seconds, and we can hear them all the way over here. They want to make sure the Penguins win. They're Penguin fans, so you get rowdy. Hopefully we don't get too rowdy, because sometimes I'm at the games, and we get a little out of hand, and we got to be, you know, we need to remember it is a game, and we have to be respectful to all the players here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we usually don't have too much of a problem with that over here in our Penguin community, but it does happen sometimes, you know, when the energy gets to you and you're in the heat of the moment. And I mean, I think it's good for our girls, though. They definitely feed off of that energy, so.
It's been positive so far, and I'm sure it's going to continue to be positive. Positive and rowdy. It's a good combo. Concordia Eagles up with the serve. 14, Denson serving it over. The setup to Steinwald hitting it over. Setter setting it up for 13 to hit it over Auden. Auden hitting it deep. Pallison with the return. Number 16, Andrews with a deep hit to the back. And it will be a kill for Andrews and a point for the Eagles. The Penguins are down by 4 in this third set.
You know, it doesn't even look like Andrews has to jump very high. She just swings her arm right over at being 6-2.
A service error once again. Denson with the serve over, but it goes way too deep. And it will be a point for the Penguins. Rejo Curley coming back into play up in the front. We'll see her with some nice hits here. Service by Pallison. Number 3 setting it up. 13 getting that hit off. 13 on in. Getting right in between the two blockers right there, Lateague and Rejo Curley, unable to make a play out of that, and a point for the Eagles. Penguins 7, Eagles 11. Andrews up for service. Anthony I always think it's Andrews, but it's Anthony. Anthony with the serve over, and it goes very deep, and it will be a service error on Anthony and be a point for the Penguins. The Penguins are now 8, and the Eagles are now 11. We're coming back slowly but surely.
Yeah, you know, we've already seen so many of those in this set, the deep long balls out.
Penguins, Lettigue hitting it over. Anthony setting up for Landsec. Landsec just tipping it over. The Penguins tried to set it up to Powelson, but Powelson not getting any power whatsoever, kind of almost shanking it, not doing a very good job of getting that ball over. So it will be a point for the Eagles. Penguins 8, Eagles 12. Dieters up for the service. Dieters, nice serve over. Powelson shanking it and be a kill for, an ace for Dieters and a point for the Eagles. The Eagles are now 13, the Penguins 8, we trail by 5. Dieters up for the service, serves it right at Powelson once again. Hennessy's setting it up for Kate Even. Kate Even just dinking it over, but Dieters right there to set it up for 3. Over, and Steinwald with a nice hit, but it goes right out a little bit too deep, and it will be a point for the Eagles. The Penguins 8, the Eagles 14. The fans definitely thought that was in, but they're fans, so they don't know what they're talking about. That's what I was always told as a ref. Service error by Dieters, and it goes out, and it will be a point for the Penguins. Service by Hannah Smith. She's a nice deep serve. She gets nice set up. Hannah Smith with a set over. Set up and a nice deep hit for number 22, Lancet. By Autumn. Nice kill by Autumn. And a point for the Eagles. Auden now up to serve. The Penguins are 9, the Eagles are 15. Auden with the serve over, and it's very deep, and it will be out in a service error by Auden.
I'm surprised with how many of those we've had tonight. You know, everybody keeps aiming for that back line, but over misses it, overshoots it.
That's for sure. I hope Rijo Curley, who's up, won't hit it too far deep. Rijo Curley doing a good job. No service error there. They set it up to number 22. Lancet hitting it over. Kate Evans being set up by Hannah Smith. Gets it deep. The Eagles have to be scrappy about it. And 3, Flynn trying to get that hit off, but hits it way too up and wide, and it will be a point for the Penguins. A point to Penguins 11, the Eagles 15. Rijo Curley up to serve. Service over. Anthony setting it up, doing an outside pass to Leidensack, but the Penguins are there to return it over. Scrappy play by Dinson trying to get it up, hitting it over. The Penguins, Amanda Lee not able to get it. Looks like a tumble by the Penguins. Rijo Curley looks like she's still down. It looks like she has a cramp, actually. She's pulling her.
Yeah, something's going on with her foot on the field.
I hope she's okay.
She says she's smiling, though. She's I think she says okay. She's okay. She just has cramp. Just a cramp.
It's funny. You can tell a cramp from a mile away. It's that face, and you're just like, I can't move my leg. The Penguins are 11. The Eagles are 16. You would think you'd normally sub a player out, but because of the lack of players, I think they're going to try to wait this out, make sure she gets that cramp out.
Yeah.
She had to run from the court a little bit farther out to try to get that ball. She's trying to play scrappy. You get a cramp.
Give that girl a banana.
Exactly. You need a banana. Where's the trainer when we need him? But the point does go over to the Eagles in the end of all of that play. And Shannon Rijo Curley is fine. Penguins 11, the Eagles 16. Service over by Grove. Grove, nice serve over, but Hannah Smith setting up Kate Evans. Kate Evans hitting it right at Libero. Libero setting it up to the setter, who sets it to 3. Hannah Smith with a nice serve to Powelson. Powelson getting that kill off. I guess it was Steinwald with that nice kill. I thought it was Powelson. But Paulson, I believe, got that nice kill off and a point for the Penguins. Penguins 12, the Eagles 16. We trail by 4. A service over by Amanda Lee. The Penguins, getting a nice block off of 2, who tried to get a hit off of that, but the Penguins right there and blocking it, making it a point for the Penguins. The Penguins now trail by 3. A service once again for Amanda Lee. Amanda Lee getting it ready, serving it over. They set it up to Andrews. Andrews hit it right. Lucho Dice sets it up. Hannah Smith sets it up for Steinwald. Steinwald hitting it right into the block and a point for the Eagles. Penguins trail by 4 now. Penguins 13, Eagles 17. We need a little bit of a game changer here.
Yeah, definitely.
Flynn up to serve. Flynn getting ready. Service over. Lucho Dice there to get it to Hannah Smith. She has a nice thing to Latigue with a great deep hit, and it will be a kill for Latigue and a point for the Penguins. Penguins are now trailing by 3. Hopefully we can switch it up with Steinwald doing these serves. Steinwald getting ready. Steinwald with a nice service and trying to reach for that ball, but it will be a service ace for Steinwald. 3, just trying to get that hit off of that Flynn, reaching for it, not there. The Penguins getting this gap down. Now we're only trailing by 2. The Penguins 15, the Eagles 17. I think this is good.
Yeah, definitely. That timeout was much needed. I think it was called by Concordia Irvine to stop the Penguins' momentum. But, you know, I think it's going to work in our favor by resting our girls up. And they're looking a little bit tired and getting watered up right now. So hopefully they'll come back even stronger than they started.
We need to win this game just because, as you're saying, we can kind of tell that they're getting tired. That cramp is a major thing, like not like a major thing, but once you get that cramp, you know that you need water and you need a banana. But that means you're getting tired. You're getting tired, and you need that sub. But we need Rijo Curly on the court right now, so she's just gonna have to tough it out. And that timeout, as you said, I think is going to be very important for the Dominican Penguins. And we also need to pick it up and finish this set and win this game. We win this set right here, third set, and we win this game. If we allow the Eagles to pick this set up, we're still going at it.
Yeah.
And we're getting tired, so if we win this set, we can use all our energy now and get it over with. The timeout over. Penguins taking their time, getting on the water they need. Steinwald with the service over. Nice deep serve. Concordia Eagles number 10 getting that hit off. Penguins able to set it up. Paulson with a deep tip on the line, and it will be a point for Paulson. Penguins 15. Penguins 16. Eagles 17. The Penguins now trailing by 1 point. Steinwald still with the hit. Steinwald waiting for the point to show up on the clock because, you know, you want it to be right. Steinwald with that hit over. Setter Grove setting it up. But Amanda Lee right on it. And Hannah Smith trying to save the ball but not able to do so.
Running right into media row. You know, she almost saved it, but got a little bit of a table in her way.
It was the effort. That was good effort. We know that she's willing to get those balls and run after it. But a point for the Eagles. Eagles serving it over and hitting the tape in a service error once again by the Eagles. The Penguins now trailing by 1, 17-18. Rijo Curley coming back into play, ready to get those hits off. Paulson now up for service. Paulson with the serve over. But the Eagles hitting it right to Rijo Curley, who taps it over but sets it up. But it also a touch on the net by one of the Penguins and a point. Continue to do those touches to the net and just giving the point to the Eagles. The Penguins are now trailing by 2. Penguins 17, the Eagles 19. Number 24, Anthony up to serve, one of the setters. Serves it over to Paulson. Paulson hits it to Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith brings it back to Steinwald. Steinwald getting a hit off of it. Eagles returning it, getting it to 10. 10 reaching for that tip over, but tipping it over. Hannah Smith trying to get a touch off, not able to do anything with it, and a point for the Penguins. Eagles 19, Penguins 17. Service over by the Eagles. Hannah Smith setting up the Latigluti, just tapping it over. Number 22 trying to get that hit off, but Stein one right there. And a block by Rijo Curley. And the Eagles try to set it up for 10. Dieters tries to get a hit off of it, but goes way too low on the net. And a point for the Penguins. Eagles 19, the Penguins 18. Actually, the Eagles 20, the Penguins 19. Oh, I'm wrong. The clock is just continuing to change. I don't know why this setup can't figure this out, but the Penguins are trailing by 2. The Eagles are 20. The Penguins are 18. It is a complete game changer if we don't know the score.
Yeah, definitely. Because
you could be 1 point off and winning, and they could be 2 points off. But now we're back on track, and Latigue with the serve over deep. Anthony with the set to number 22. Steinwald reaching deep. Once again, Steinwald getting that dig off. Doing a great job. Number 13 trying to get the ball off. Latigue right there getting to Rijo Curley. Rijo Curley just roll shot. And right in between all of the Eagles who were just in a circle trying to get that ball. A great point for the Penguins. The Penguins 19, the Eagles 20, and we're 1 point behind.
Definitely, the Penguins definitely got excited about that one, and they're coming back, they're closing this gap. They're only trailing by 1 right now, and hopefully we can pull this one out.
The Penguins trailing just by 1. And I know that the coaches and the refs are talking to the people that are doing the board right now, you know, trying to get it together. Because when you don't know the score, it becomes a little frustrating.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
You could be at the set point, but if they're 2 points behind you, you win. If you're right next to each other, it really changes up. And it'd be great if, you know, we can consistently keep the clock at the right point. But, you know, life sucks. Get everything your way. But the Penguins are doing a great job trying to close this gap continuously, not letting them just continue to get points, making sure they keep that 1 point gap. The Eagles are 20, the Penguins are 19. This is the third set here at Conlin Center, the home of the Penguins, at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Lexi Schumacher, and I'm here with Melissa Boscarino as my color commentary, and we're ready for the Penguins to try to win this third set.
I'm ready for it,
and
too,
win
Lexi,
this game.
Let's see it.
Service by Latigue, right over, setting it up, Anthony's to 3, who kills it, but Powelson getting it to Hannah Smith, Hannah Smith getting it to Steinwald, Steinwald getting right in with a great kill. A great kill by Steinwald, and a point for the Penguins. We are now tied 20-20. Latigue still up to serve. Steinwald with an amazing hit once again.
You know, the Penguins' energy is really hyping up right now, and they're ready for this.
Latigue serving it over. Anthony setting it up to Lansak. Lansak not able to do much with that. Set up by Hannah Smith. And a hit over by Kate Evans, and a kill by Kate Evans. Lansak trying to get that pancake off, but unable to do so. And a point for the Penguins. The Penguins now in the lead, 21-20. Latigue still with the serve. Latigue serving it over, but it goes out. Service error. The Penguins are now down by 1. The Eagles are 22. The Penguins are 21. Oh, I am sorry. Now we are tied. Penguins 21. The Eagles 21. And a serve for Dieters. Dieters with the serve. Deep to Trent Powelson towards Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith setting up Steinwald. Steinwald getting it right on the line and deep, and a kill for Steinwald.
Beautiful.
The Penguins are now up by 1 once again. The Penguins are 22. The Eagles are 21. And Hannah Smith up to serve. Great, great attack by Steinwald right in the middle, hitting it right on the line. Tricky. Hannah Smith with the serve over. Number 3 trying to get that kill off, but Kate Evans and Amy Steinwald right there in the block, just blocking that ball, and a point for the Penguins.
You know, the energy in this gym has totally changed right now in these last 5 points. The crowd's getting on their feet, the girls are getting amped up, and everybody's ready to see the Penguins get this W right now.
Service over by Hannah Smith. And a setup. Hannah Smith getting a touch off of it. Amanda Lee running into the crowd trying to get that ball set up. It's all right. Sometimes that happens. Amanda Lee doing a great job of trying to get a play out of that.
That last ball almost hit the basketball hoop, almost scored a basket instead of a point.
You're like, yeah, basketball. Concordia now with this serve over. Regio Curley getting into Hannah Smith. Hannah Smith getting into Kate Evans. Hoots it over with those wall. Then they switch to Steinwald with an amazing kill. A great, great play by Hannah Smith. She just pushes it all the way over to the other side of the net to Steinwald, who is open. And the Concordia Eagles are nowhere ready for that ball. And it's a point for the Penguins and a set point. Penguins 24, the Eagles 22. And Regio Curley with that ball over. Eagles getting this ready, trying to hit it over. Penguins setting it up. Hannah Smith with a great ball to Evans, but the Concordia Eagles are right there blocking that ball. The Penguins are 24. The Eagles are 23. That was a very exciting play. Set point still. Hopefully no service error. Grove up for this set service important. Set point and match point. Game point. A service over. Amanda Lee right there getting it ready. Steinwald with that hit and a touch by the Concordia Eagles, trying to set it up to their outside hitter. But the Penguins are able to get that ball up. Steinwald with a tip, and it won't be a point for the Penguins. Penguins 25, Eagles 23, and that is game point. Amazing just tip over by Steinwald. She looked. She was like, should I hit it wide or just tip this ball?
She definitely took the time to read that play and made the exact read she should have made, won the game for us, and that's what we call a sweep.
The Penguins winning three sets today against the Concordia Eagles. Oh, I'm so excited that I got chills off my legs. That was a great play. The Penguins, they definitely picked it up. Their attitude changed when the fans started coming in. They pumped each other up. Right now, they're all pumped up. They're like, yeah, winning.
Definitely. And they needed that. They definitely needed that to change their season around. You know, we needed that momentum swing, and hopefully our Penguins will only be going up from here. You know, we had a lot of bodies hitting the floor tonight, very aggressive, and a lot of hard work and effort being put in tonight that we saw from our Lady Penguins that really was the winning factor.
The Penguins are now 3-8 in Pac West, and their next game is this Saturday, October 24th at 3 p.m. against Dixie State. Hopefully we can continue our momentum, get some winning streaks in there. Definitely. We have a lot of home games. There's about 6 home games left. Monday, November 2nd against Chaminade at 7. Wednesday, November 4th against BYU Hawaii at 7 p.m. Saturday, November 2nd against Hilo at 7 p.m. And Thursday, November 12th, Azusa Pacifica at 7 p.m. Saturday, November 14th, Notre Dame de la Mure at 2 p.m. And Wednesday, November 18th, Holy Names at 7 p.m., which is the senior game. We've got a lot more games coming up, and this is plenty of time for the Penguins to change their record of 3-8.
Definitely, and I feel it coming. You know, our Penguins are really excited right now, and they're amped up, and hopefully they can use this and continue to get those W's under their belt.
They have 7 games left, and if they're able to win all 7, they'll be at a winning streak.
Yes,
and it'll be an amazing comeback for the Lady Penguins. And I'm excited, and I can't wait to come back into Conlin, the icebox, to be here for the Lady Penguins to take on their next competitor. I'm Lexi Schumacher.
I'm Melissa Boscarino.
And we are Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.